along with Sherry Beitzel of Inside Out Therapies. Meet Sherry and Bob here at the KHNC studios located at 2 South Parish Avenue in Johnstown from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Once again, that's Sunday, September the 14th. You can contact Ferris Survival at 303-781-0343 or Inside Out Therapies at 970-402-7174 for more information. Meet and greet Sunday, September the 14th. If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call American Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs in high definition also available.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Barry Shamish. And Barry Shamish is an Israeli patriot, and we often have him on here. He's forced to leave Israel because of threats against his life, because he's been trying to report the truth about the corruption at the highest level of the Jewish society, and, of course, more than that, the fact that the leaders of Israel are intent upon destroying Israel. And certainly as we look and see them time after time releasing terrorists with nothing, gaining nothing in return, why would you fight and capture terrorists and put them in prison and then release them? Well, of course, if you're going to have a war against terrorism, why, you've got to have terrorists out there. It's very, very simple. It's very logical if you understand that nothing is as it appears to be, that reality is usually scoffed at, and illusion is usually king. Well, this morning, why, we're going to get Barry's take on what's going on in Israel and elsewhere in the world. Always a pleasure to have him here. Hi. Good morning, Barry. How are you?
Good morning. Not bad.
Okay. You go ahead. Pick up the story.
All right. I'm going to start with America, and it will affect Israel a bit, but we're talking vice presidents today, and this choice of Sharon Palin was such a remarkable mistake, and she will be fired, by the way. It's a matter of time. But, you know, we were told that McCain is a maverick, but we weren't told he was nuts. What we've been hearing is that the announcement of Bristol Palin's baby at the beginning of the Republican National Convention was to stop these terrible rumors on the blogs. I don't know how many people have actually gone into the blogs to see what the rumors are. I did that, you know, natural curiosity and all this stuff. These are extremely serious rumors. It's not an issue of whether Bristol Palin is pregnant and about to marry her boyfriend. That has nothing to do with McCain or Palin. What the issue is that Palin lied to McCain. It's a heck of a lie.
But now, is there any actual documentation that she lied?
Sure, sure. Look, the basic rumor is that Palin faked the pregnancy of the last child, and the documentation is extremely enticing. What happened is that Bristol Palin left high school for 2 months with mononucleosis. At the very same time that she left high school, Sarah Palin declared that she was pregnant. Now, pregnant or not, that didn't stop her from traveling to Texas like days before this baby was born. The key of the matter is that it was not probably, okay? I wasn't in the hospital when the child was born, but I would bet that Sarah Palin did not have this child, that Bristol Palin had two illegitimate children, and the real issue, of course, is that McCain was lied to.
Well, Well, of course, the thing is that the child was born in April, and of course, if it is true that her daughter is 5 months pregnant, that's almost an impossibility. April to
five months. It's not. The child was born supposedly premature, 1 month premature, and it fits like a glove. Look, you know, the first day I watched the speech and her introduction, and I wasn't fooled. And I have a friend or two out there who thought that, thank goodness, a true Christian is going to be vice president. And the first thing I said is, what true Christian has a family whose children are Track and Trig and Willow and Piper and Bristol? What are these Christian names? I mean, think to yourself, if you know a Christian family with children with those names, and it just felt extremely strange. But again, the real issue is not the child. This is a detour. The real issue, and by the way, I'm not so sure that she told McCain about the pregnancy or the hockey player, or they're going to get married as soon as the baby is born. She's 17 years old. She's going to get married. The real issue is whether the Down syndrome child was in fact Palin's or not. And I would bet you anything that her daughter had two illegitimate children in 9.5 months. And I'll tell you, Christian families are going to be very, very upset if that's true. It's a terrible role model, but that's not the issue. The issue is whether Sarah Palin had that baby. And I'll tell you, if I'm going to go with my instincts now, you better do a DNA test, and I'll bet you anything Sarah Palin did not have that fifth child, that Bristol Palin had two illegitimate babies in a very short period. And again, you have to focus on the real issue. She lied to McCain, and my God, those vetters that he sent up to Alaska, three brilliant vetters, boy, are they going to get fired too.
Well, for sure. We have to say possibly, but until we actually have the proof, you can't make that statement.
Well, let's put it this way.
Possibly.
Let's put it this way. Possibly is not what he needs right now. He doesn't need the whole nation telling Sarah Palin jokes. And when they go to the polls, I'll tell you, that's going to weigh very heavily. People who want to believe her are just not listening to the other side. I do all sides. You know, a secret of finding out the truth is actually to give the other side some credit for intelligence. But again, let's look at their choice from Israel's point of view, Joseph Biden. Now, back in 1982, and I remember this, this was a big deal in Israel. Menachem Begin, whoops, I hear the music.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment with Barry Sachs. His view and his Israeli point of view on what's going on in American politics.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Andrea here again with Radium Clinic. You've counted calories and you've followed all the latest diet fads, but the pounds still don't come off. Why? Find out August 21st at 6:30 p.m. at our Loveland Clinic location. Join Radium Clinic's Dr. James Houghton for an educational seminar and understand the hidden causes of weight gain ordinary dieting can't address. Learn how you can lose 20 pounds in 20 days safely. Tuition is free. The knowledge is priceless. Call Radium Clinic at 970-278-0900 for your reservation today or log on to Radium Clinic Colorado. Andrea here again with Radiant Clinic. Tell me, how are you coming along with that New Year's resolution of losing those extra pounds? Don't worry. There's still time to look fabulous in that bathing suit. Give us 20 days and you can lose up to 20 pounds. All without special meals, pills, or strenuous workouts. I did. Radiant Clinic's weight loss program is different from anything else you've tried before. It has been used in Europe and around the world for over 30 years, safely and effectively. Now you too can look better, feel younger, and live healthier. Visit us at RadiantClinicColorado.com.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest is Barry Shamish, and Barry's going to talk about Joe Biden as the vice presidential choice for the presidency. So go ahead.
All right. So we have jumped. McCain, of course, will have a Thomas Eagleton on his hand. He's going to end up firing this woman. It's going to hurt him. I mean, he has the election in the bag, and this takes it out of the bag. You know, a friend wrote me and said, no, it was brilliant. Where have you ever seen a better looking, like that matters, a better looking politician? And I said, in Pakistan, but she was assassinated. The Republicans... And by the way, don't think I'm losing sight of the fact that McCain is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations and Biden was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, that the elections are rigged anyways. But nonetheless, Israelis remember Joe Biden. And they do not remember him with any affection. Now, I'm going to... go back to 1982 when Biden was a young man, skinny, lots of hair, the works. Menachem Begin went to Washington just after the Lebanon War was in June of 82. I should know, I was in it. And he testified before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. And Biden stood up and smashed his hand on the table and threatened to cut off all aid to Israel if settlement activity doesn't stop. And Begin was just very good that day. And he said, tables are not for hitting. He said, we get your money, but that does not, we're grateful for it, but that does not entitle you to tell us how to defend our own country. Begin was really, really good, and Biden's true feelings about Israel were terrifying. I mean, really. But it gets worse. Now, this was published in the New Republic, and I'm leading up to something. Biden, again, the Foreign Relations Committee, right after 9/11, they were discussing what to do about 9/11, and Biden had this suggestion, let's give Iran a $200 million gift, which, of course, made no sense. And he said that would show the Arabs that we don't hate them. Well, first of all, Iran is not Arab, and they don't like being called Arab. So the gift would not appease the Arabs, but more to the point, why give Iran $200 million as a gift for 9/11? Now the reason I'm mentioning that is just recently, Biden made a statement that seems to be going against all rationality, or at least the way the world is being painted. He told the Israelis, Iran is going nuclear. Just live with it. Well, you know, first of all, that's probably an accurate statement, which means that no one should do anything about Iran going nuclear and just let them go nuclear, and Israel should be under the threat of an Iranian nuclear attack. That came from the Democratic vice presidential candidate. Now, Jews, unfortunately, politically, are an extremely stupid people.
You could say that, but, you know, I think the Jews are, at least for most things, are brilliant people as a whole, don't you?
Well, brilliant in other fields, not their own survival.
All right.
They have a dreadful record of preparing for their own survival. And they're going to vote Democrat because, look, it's a long story. It goes, there is a reason that Jews are liberal and they think it's in their best interest when it is not in their best interest. Stalin was not a right winger. He was a communist. Nazism was socialist. It was national socialism. The left have been miserable to the Jews, but they're going to vote Democrat even with someone who is probably, look, the rumors are floating that Barack Obama was born in Indonesia and he's not even an American citizen. One thing is for certain, he does not like Israel. And they're going to vote for him anyways. It's just in their blood. Sarah Palin or no Sarah Palin, they're going to vote for Joseph Biden, who really, really has a terrible record on Israel. And that's what's going to happen. I thought I'd mention something to your American listeners about how Israel is viewing this election. It's a no-win situation no matter who you vote for. But let's go back to Israel. Are we ready for this?
Sure, go ahead.
Now, your listeners, and I never expect this, I don't expect your listeners to know who Jewish organizations are, but I'm going to talk about the World Jewish Congress, and I have on your show many times. It was founded in the 40s by Samuel Bronfman. Samuel Bronfman was a bootlegger and gained his money through much violence. And he founded the World Jewish Congress, which had a miserable record during the Holocaust, and we're going to get to that today. But nonetheless, until recently, his son, Edgar Bronfman, was the chairman of the World Jewish Congress. Note that nobody elects these people. They just form organizations and do whatever they want. We will add, by the way, that Charles Bronfman, Edgar's brother, sued the Swiss banking system for the bank accounts of Holocaust victims, and he won $6.5 billion, which is the GDP of most of the countries of the world are less than $6.5 billion. And did he give it to the families of the victims? As I have told you many times, No, he stuck it in his back pocket. Blood money right into his pocket. No Holocaust victim was ever, if you can compensate for the rubbing out of your families, was never compensated. This is the World Jewish Congress. Recently, on your shows, I've been talking about the World Jewish Congress going to the Vatican and having these high-level meetings about the fate of the Jews with the Vatican. And you know the fate is not going to be very good if the Bronfmans are the ones discussing this. Their children, by the way, are largely Catholic today. And without diving into what all this means, let's go to Venezuela. On August 22nd, the World Jewish Congress sent a delegation to meet with Hugo Chavez, president of Venezuela, which, by the way, you got to ask a lot of questions since he is a vicious enemy of America. What And it's certainly siding with Iran in any world conflict. Why does the World Jewish Congress send a delegation to meet with him? But they did. And whoever Michael Schneider is, he led the delegation. Now, let me add one thing. I know we're getting lost, but I'll get back. The World Jewish Congress, Edgar Bronfman, was forced to step down last year because of, well, a good friend of mine, really, over the years, for 10 years, Izzy Liebler, an executive of the World Jewish Congress and an honest person, exposed a massive embezzlement scheme. And a New York court, it went to court, ordered Bronfman to step down as chairman of the World Jewish Congress. Now, of course, Bronfman, an executive of the Council on Foreign Relations. And remember, the CFR is only 4,200 members, and high-ranking members are only in the hundreds. You've got Boy Scout troops bigger than that.
Now, this is Edward Bronfman, who was...
Edgar.
Right, okay.
Okay, well, I said if he steps down, he is not going to give up the World Jewish Congress. It's going to go to the CFR, and it did. The current head of the World Jewish Congress is Ronald Lauder, an executive of the CFR and closest American ally of Ehud Olmert's. I'm painting the broad picture for you so you understand how Israel is just run, from America by the CFR. I'm giving a couple of major examples here. The World Jewish Congress is headed by Ronald Lauder, the close ally who got Olmert into power. It was his money that got Olmert into power, along with Bronfman money. Just so you understand how Israel got its thoroughly corrupt prime minister, Bronfman and Lauder backed him. Without diving into that story, that's the World Jewish Congress. Now, on August 22nd, they sent a delegation to Venezuela. And they have, a series of meetings, not just one little meeting with Chavez. And Schneider makes an announcement to the world that we disagreed on Iran and world politics, but one thing we can tell you is that Hugo Chavez is no anti-Semite. Great. Coming from the World Jewish Congress, Chavez is no anti-Semite. 6 days later, a news report comes from Venezuela. I got it from the Jerusalem Post. It was all over the place that Venezuela has cut a deal with Hezbollah. Hezbollah, of course, are the Lebanese Shiites who defeated Israel in a war two summers ago. They will, a wonderful deal arranged by Iran and Hezbollah and Venezuela, Jews will be targeted for kidnapping in Venezuela and taken back to Lebanon to be used for what nefarious purposes, we don't know. We can only imagine, but 6 days after the World Jewish Congress meets Hugo Chavez, Venezuela is going to be kidnapping Jews who come to their country or are in their country. What really happened at that meeting and how Iran reacted and how Hugo Chavez reacted, well, Jews better not go to Venezuela. Hezbollah is looking to kidnap you there. This is the world under the surface. Now, we now go back to Jerusalem. I think David Bedin, I call him a friend. We've known each other for 30 years, and he is a good journalist. And he has been really a very good tipster for me. In my book, Shabtai Tzvi, Labor Zionism, The Holocaust, he is called tipster number one, observer number one. He gave me the background to Shimon Peres' murder of Rechavam Ze'evi, the Israeli tourism minister, and the whole background of why Zevi had to be murdered and the information he found out. This was very, very, very good information. Well, he sent out a press release. Actually, it was yesterday that I got it. Just yesterday. He announces, now here's a new name for you. You can forget it afterwards, but Salman Fayyad is apparently, all it says is the leader of the Palestinian Authority. Frankly, I've never heard of him. But he is the leader of the Palestinian Authority, and he's going to be speaking in Jerusalem at the Inbal Hotel in Jewish Jerusalem, of course, and tickets are now for sale, and they can be purchased through, watch this closely, the World Jewish Congress and the Israeli Council on Foreign Relations.
Which ties into the American Council.
They are one in the same.
All right, we'll be back in just a moment with Barry Shamish here at the American Freedom Network as we try to analyze what in heaven's name is the Zionist run Washington or is Washington run the Zionist? We'll be right back.
For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
If you're a woman over 35 and suffering from hot flashes, mood swings, low sex drive, it could be your hormones. Listen to what Suzanne Summers has to say.
All I could think was, who turned up the heat in here? I found out that it's all about balancing bioidentical hormones. My brain is sharp, my moods are even, I'm sleeping great, and I even lost the extra weight in my midsection.
Radiant Clinic is Suzanne Summers' only recommended clinic in Colorado for bioidentical hormones. Look for a location near you at RadiantClinicColorado.com.
Well, Dr. Stan back here. Our guest this morning, Barry Shamish. Barry, before we go on, why don't you tell our listeners how they can get to your website, how they can get your books, how they can get your DVDs?
Sure. The books, I would recommend Bye Bye Gaza, that's the latest, are at lulu.com, www.lu.com. you'll see a box that says search right in my name. C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That's Chamish. And buy the books. Well, the website is www.barrychamish.com. And I'll leave a line open. I've got a new DVD coming up, Shabtai Zvi, Zionism of the Holocaust. But I've got lots more, including the Vatican DVD, the Vatican's new campaign for Jerusalem. My phone number is 904-315-8079. I'll send them to you, and they're not expensive. Now let's go back to the Israeli Council on Foreign Relations.
Right.
Now, first of all, David Bedin, who exposed this meeting, I don't even know if he understands the significance that the CFR and the World Jewish Congress are presenting the leader of the PLO to a Jewish audience and what it all means. But I think after 12 years of beating my head against the wall, he gets the basic idea that there's a connection. Now, remember, the CFR sent Condoleezza Rice, and I believe she's there right now. She's in Israel right now, and how do we know that? Well, Olmert, Pardon, 48, wanted, well, terrorists. They're not wanted for robbing banks. These are people who are going to harm or did harm Jews. And there's a difference between a prisoner exchange where they're already caught, sentenced, and sitting in prison. These are people who are going to be caught, who are on a wanted list. 48 of them got amnesty. They're never going to, until they do something else sometime in the future, but for past crimes, they're home free as far as Israel is concerned. This was passed by the Israeli public, just didn't know about it. One day they woke up and there's 48 more vicious anti-Israel haters who have now freedom, all to make Condoleezza Rice happy because she demanded this. Now, we talked about Menachem Begin standing up to Joe Biden. Those were the days when Israeli leadership, they were leading a country. Condoleezza Rice did not scare, Joe Biden didn't scare Menachem Begin, either did a Baker or a Brzezinski. These people didn't scare Israel. Israel did what it was supposed to do to survive. Of course, those days are gone. Olmert also proposed before Condoleezza Rice arrived that Jerusalem be on the negotiating board. That was exposed by Aaron Klein. Apparently, we both share a friendship with Aaron Klein. He exposed it about 2-3 days ago. And worse than that, Olmert has a new plan that he is going to give parts of the Negev Desert of pre-67 Israel, of the actual state of Israel, to the PLO in exchange for 3% of the West Bank, where he doesn't want to get rid of the Jewish settlements, so he's going to give them land within Israel, like there is some legitimacy, some equalization between the PLO, a terrorist group, and Israel, a nation. This to make Condoleezza Rice happy. It is a disastrous situation for the Israeli Jews, but it's no more disastrous, than the 40s during the Holocaust. The ultimate tragedy in Jewish history. Now, I wrote an article this week where I explained how American Jews are kept thoroughly ignorant of what's going on in Israel, and I mean they know nothing. It's frightening. I go to synagogue here in Florida. Nobody knows what's going on there. Well, I'll tell you why. Because the Jewish papers are owned ultimately by the Council on Foreign Relations. They're owned by the Jewish federations who raise money supposedly for Israel, and they pump this money back into Jewish newspapers. Now, and I do mean pretty well worldwide, all of them. Now, I wrote an article because I used to write for the United Jewish Appeal, was called in those days, and for Israel Bonds, and for the Jewish National Fund. I was a propaganda writer, which I had to do to survive as a writer in Israel anyways. And before I started my work, I was warned by my boss. His name was Hesh Keston. He said, "You're not going to last 6 months." He said, if you're really strong, you'll go a year, but that's when pretty well everybody quits. And the reason is the deceit. You're not doing journalism. You're doing newspaper articles, and you're writing for the Jewish press of America and the world, actually, but you're doing propaganda. You are a PR flack. And he was right about that. I quit after about a year and a half, two years. But I've got the deceit was unbelievable, actually. But I included a story in there that's going to lead to the Holocaust very shortly, by the way. My friend Jenny and I both worked for the federations. And she told me a story that I have remembered through the years. She disputes it, but I recall this clear as a bell. She was sent on a schlock assignment. In other words, sentimental, sugary. We called them schlock assignments. She had to interview poor Israeli children. Well, to get donations to help these poor children. Everyone does it. You watch the 700 Club. They're filled with impoverished children from all over the world to get donations. And she wrote this story, and she had interviewed a little kid, 7, 8 years old. And the usual, you know, snot nose in rags, the tear-jerking 7-year-old Israeli impoverished child. And he told her that when he grew up, he wanted to be a bus driver, which, by the way, in Israel is a prestigious union-protected job. It's not the American bus driver. People don't understand. In Israel, being a bus driver is a real step forward. So she wrote that. She takes the story to her editor, an English lady named Wendy. Oops, I hear the music.
We'll be back in just a moment here with Barry Shemesh.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Andrea here again with Radiant Clinic. Tell me, how are you coming along with that New Year's resolution of losing those extra pounds? Don't worry. There's still time to look fabulous in that bathing suit. Give us 20 days and you can lose up to 20 pounds. All without special meals, pills, or strenuous workouts. I did. Radiant Clinic's weight loss program is different from anything else you've tried before. It has been used in Europe and around the world for over 30 years, safely and effectively. Now you too can look better, feel younger, and live healthier. Visit us at RadiantClinicColorado.com.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. My guest this morning is Barry Shamish. He's talking about how the media really works. When you pick up a newspaper, you pick up a magazine, and you read an article, you think that it's written honestly. You think that what you're going to read there is fact, but the truth of the matter is so much of it's propaganda. So you pick up the rest of the story, Barry.
Well, that's certainly true of the Jewish press in America. So we're back to my friend Ginny has to write a schlock article about poor Israeli children. She quotes a little 7-year-old Shlomo, tells her he wants to be a bus driver when he grows up. She takes the article to her editor, who is an English lady named Wendy, and Wendy takes her pencil and rubs out the word bus driver and changes it to doctor. And Ginny was aghast. She said he didn't say doctor. He said he wants to be a bus driver. And Wendy tells her it's not so important what he said. It's important what he should have said. And Ginny was aghast and said, that's dishonest journalism. And Wendy said, so who's going to know? He certainly won't read this. And that story has always kind of stuck out in my mind because it relates to the whole Jewish experience since the foundation of Israel. And the so-called Zionist organizations like the World Jewish Congress, they hid the Holocaust from American Jews. That's what they did through the Reform Rabbi Stuart Weiss. And we have done this show. Someday I hope you've archived these shows and people can sort them out. We're retelling truthfully the history of the Jews this century. Now, the reason we're talking about the Holocaust is because Yad Vashem, the official Holocaust memorial in Jerusalem where the eternal light is lit, turned down a request from the David Wyman Institute for Holocaust Studies in the United States. They wanted Hillel Cook, who is known in the United States as Peter Bergson. He was trying to wake up the American people that a Holocaust was taking place. And his efforts were absolutely heroic. They turned him down. Yad Vashem turned him down. So the David Wyman Institute got a petition going with 100 names, including from the World Jewish Congress, my old compatriot Izzy Liebler, who wrote about this in anger, 100 major Holocaust writers. Yad Vashem would not open up an exhibit for the real hero of the Holocaust in America, Hillel Cook, who, as I hope you remember, organized the Rabbi's March on Washington, who organized a play with Ben Hecht, who wrote Perfidy, and so on and so forth. Now, why would they cover this up? And now the answer is to save the labor Zionist establishment from the truth that they were preventing the American Jews from knowing about the Holocaust. Now, where things get extremely, extremely angering was that Yad Vashem honored Rudolf Kastner. Now, to remind you, Rudolf Kastner was sent by the Jewish Agency of Jerusalem supposedly to save Hungarian Jews. He negotiated with Adolf Eichmann. Eichmann says you can have all 800,000 of them. I don't want them. I want trucks, not military trucks. The guy had a lot of loot that he wanted taken out of Hungary, in my opinion, straight to Italy, where he would have been saved and been very wealthy. The Jews of Jerusalem turned the offer down. Kastner was taken to, dressed in an SS uniform, taken to a concentration camp where the Jews were being slaughtered, saved his own family, his own friends, and other Sabbatean Jews, including Yosef Lapid, who is the head of Yad Vashem, and was saved by Kastner. Last month, Yad Vashem accepted the personal archive of Rudolf Kastner.
And of course, Kastner could have saved the Hungarian Jews, the 800,000, and chose not to.
That was not the policy of the labor Zionists. They didn't want a bunch of religious right-wing Jews screwing up their idea of turning Israel into a new anti-religious Judaism. Rudolf Kastner was murdered by the Secret Services. I had a witness. We talked about this. And Yad Vashem accepted his archives and declared him a hero of the Jewish people. That was last month. They turned down an exhibit of Hillel Cook, who was a hero of the Jewish people, who tried to put a stop to the Holocaust, and they honored Rudolf Kastner, who sent 800,000 Jews to the gas chambers without a fight, and this eventually led to his murder, the murder of the great Swede, Wallerstein. I'm sorry, Wallerstein, and of course Eichmann, the only Nazi ever tried and executed in Israel. The Yad Vashem, the Holocaust Memorial, is keeping up with the cover-up that American Jews were not aiders and abettors of the Holocaust on behalf of labor Zionism. And Yad Vashem is not honoring the dead any more than the World Jewish Congress, who, what can you say? The Bronfmans have got $6.5 billion of victims' bank accounts from the Swiss banking system and gave not a penny to the families who invested the money in Swiss banks. It's an awful, awful story, but you're getting it here.
Well, we're out of time, Barry. God bless. Thanks so much. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
No, on Friday. I'm sorry.
On Friday. Okay, on Friday it is.
Bye, all.
Bye-bye.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. 205-6245, KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC brings you another meet and greet Sunday, September the 14th. Bob Ferris of Ferris Survival will be here along with Sherry Beitzel of Inside Out Therapies. Meet Sherry and Bob here at the KHNC studios located at 2 South Parish Avenue in Johnstown from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Once again, that's Sunday, September the 14th. You can contact Ferris Survival at 303-781-0343 or Inside Out Therapies at 970-402-7174 for more information. Meet and greet Sunday, September the 14th.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal mid-Rosh and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and so much of what goes on today just doesn't make sense. Certainly the latest news coming out of the Danish newspapers this morning is that Danish government is working very closely with Americans and the Israelis in preparation for an attack on Iran. Now, why do we want to attack Iran? They're trying to get nuclear weapons, but then Pakistan has nuclear weapons, and Pakistan got the nuclear weapons from the United States. If you haven't read the Sybil Edmonds story, you need to read it. Get into the Tinner files, T-I-N-N-E-R files. That's Tinner files. Look it up on the Internet, where, of course, the Tinner family over in Switzerland was working along with the same spy ring that Sybil Edmonds was trying to expose to give Pakistan the nuclear weapons, and of course Pakistan then is disseminating them to Iran and to Libya and to North Korea and other countries. Why would we do that? Preparation for the coming nuclear war, ladies and gentlemen. It's just that simple. Pakistan has nuclear weapons. India has nuclear weapons. Russia has nuclear weapons. China has nuclear weapons. Israel has nuclear weapons. But we can't let the Iranians get the nuclear weapons. We're going to have to go to war to prevent them from getting nuclear weapons. And ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't make any sense unless you understand that there really are satanic forces in the world today that want to plunge the world into World War III. When you understand this, it all begins to make sense, and you better start making preparations to look after yourself and your family and understand the powerful spiritual forces that are at work. Now, if you have not yet read my material, Brotherhood of Darkness, Forbidden Secrets, Planned Police State. These are all DVDs you can watch in their syllabuses or books with them. You need to have this information available so that you can help to get it out. We are involved in the spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization, and most people really don't understand what's happening. We have a great series on prophecy put out by Pastor Billy Crone, from the Niagara Baptist Church back in New York, and we've known Billy for a long time when he was here in California. He has done a great job. There are two sets of, it's called Final Countdown, the first five volumes, second five volumes. Five volumes are only five one-hour DVDs, only $29.95, or you can get the first and second ones together for $49.95. That's 10 hours of watching, and believe me, you won't want to. You want to watch them through. You want to show them to your friends and neighbors. You want to show them at your churches. The Final Countdown by Pastor Billy Crone, we think is one of the finest things we've ever seen on prophecy. Not only has he got the information, but he's got a lot of wonderful video clips that makes this much more watchable. In fact, we'll probably be carrying his other material on the Revelation and the other material. We just got this in. Haven't had a chance to watch it, but we've watched the full 10 DVDs on the Final Countdown. You cannot understand what's going on today unless you put it into its prophetic sequence, its prophetic significance. And if you'd like to get the material, my number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV. Warm. And then, of course, we do hope that you go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. You can watch many of the DVDs we produced. You can see a section called Other Videos, where we tend to post things that we think are important, usually short little snippets, 3, 4, 5 minutes there. But the information is there. If you want to understand what's going on with oil, and why first the price went up and why the price is going down. Certainly you'll want to get a DVD, The Energy Non-Crisis, and then, of course, our four-tape set on the oil deception. Again, our number 1-800-5...